Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the concept of the hereafter, the misconception I'd like to discuss today relates to this common notion which is often discussed and quoted and cited vis-a-vis the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he is reported to have said that all blind men shall go to paradise. And this is of course ascribed to him. And before I can comment, or I should comment on this notion or this saying ascribed to the Prophet, it is of course all the more appropriate that I read out the exact saying or the exact ascription to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, this one of the variants of this narrative is found in the Sahih of Imam Bukhari, and it is reported by Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu. He says that he heard from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the words of the narrative are: "Qala samaytu an-nabi yaqul inna Allah qala idza btalaytu 'abdi bi habibatayhi فَصَبَرَ عَوَّزْتُهُ مِنْهُمَا الْجَنَّةِ يُرِيدُ عَيْنَيْهِ." So a simple translation would read, this is a hadith Qudsi in which the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that the Almighty has said that whenever he tries or tests his people through two of their very, very beloved things, and then they show patience, then in reward for that, the Almighty shall grant them paradise. And the narrative goes on to explain those beloved things as two eyes. So when those two beloved things, as explained by this narrative, refer to two eyes, the meaning of the narrative would be that whenever a person is born blind or he turns blind, and he shows patience and perseverance on this trial of the Almighty, then the Almighty says that the reward of such a person is paradise. So first of all, it needs to be understood that the narrative itself stipulates this fact that primarily it is a form of trial which a person faces when he is blind. And if he shows perseverance and patience, then of course paradise is the reward of this patience. And this is nothing else what the Quran itself also says at a certain place in Surah Al-Dahar. The words are, وَجَزَاهُمْ بِمَا صَبَرُوا جَنَّةً, which means that their reward for their patience is Jannah, is paradise. So it's simply an explanation of what the Quran itself has said. However, since we loosely say without realizing that this narrative actually is just not explicitly saying that every blind man is going to go to paradise, rather it is saying that every blind man who shows patience and perseverance on this trial, then the reward of this patience and perseverance would be in the form of paradise. Another thing that needs to be understood is that in all such narratives, it is understood that the person the Almighty is referring to is a person who is a believing person, is a person who is not denying a truth deliberately. He's a person who is not rebellious to God. He's a person whose good deeds would outnumber his evil ones. So therefore, all these things are all understood. And on top of that, these are the glad tidings with which the Prophet Muhammad has given from the Almighty, that if such a person shows perseverance on being blind, then of course the reward for such patience is paradise. So we should know that such narratives must be understood not only in their proper perspective, but also the words which they say often point to certain reality which we often miss while we cite and quote such narratives. So the fact is that not all blind men shall go to paradise, but as this narrative says, that blind men who show patience on this form of trial, and again, as I said, who are people who are not rebellious to the Almighty, who do not deny a truth or intentionally deny a truth, who are, of course, believing people, who are people who believe in the truth. And when I say believing, of course, I mean believing in what the truth is to them. And they are people who do not intentionally deny some truth. So all these stipulations are present. And after that, all these glad tidings are given to such a person. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ